Pastor Varun and Pastor Dalla Hopperset would like to welcome you to the following message from New Hope International Church, Seattle, Washington. Here is Pastor Lau's dynamic teaching that will change your life with love, hope, and peace in Jesus Christ.
Sometimes I climb so far, only to backslide. Lord, I may be sliding back, but I will not abandon you.
John chapter 14, verse 23 in the Living Bible. The one who obeys me is the one who loves me. And because he loves me, my Father will love him and I will too. And I will reveal myself to him. How many people want God to reveal himself to you? I want his revelation so badly. Therefore, what I need to do is to love God and to obey what he say. I promise the Lord that all the days of my life, I say to the Lord that whatever 20, 30, 40 years left in my life, that's not a lot compared to eternity. One thing that I want to do is to love him and obey his voice 100%. Because I love him, I want to obey him. He will love me and he will reveal himself to me. And I believe that that is your desire too, that you want to obey the Lord. Amen. So I believe that today the message will change your life forever. If you listen to it carefully. Again, I want to remind you that our life is a fight, it's a battle. We are living in the sinful world, and Jesus never promises that if we become a Christian, we love God, we go to church, and we serve the Lord faithfully, we're going to be walking on the rosy street, no problem at all. The life is so free of problem. No. Jesus never said that. Jesus said in John chapter 16, verse 33, reminding you again, I have told you all this so that you may have peace in me. Here on earth, you will have many trials and sorrows. But take heart, because I have overcome the world. Jesus said that life is a fight. We're going to face hardships. We're going to face trials. We're going to face problems and adversities. But he said that be joyful and don't be downcast, don't be discouraged. Because if you have him in you, you're going to overcome the problems in the world because he has overcome the problem in the world. And thank God that we have the gospel to share with people. You know the gospel mean? The gospel mean the good news. So we have the good news to tell people that you can keep your hope up. You can keep your faith up. Because no matter what problems come against you, no matter what adversity come against you, you can come out, you can come through them victoriously. Because God is with you. We have the good news to tell people that they can live a victorious life. They can be an overcomer. Amen. God promised all of us that we are overcomers. We are victorious people. Jesus never said we are defeated people. We're going to come out through all the hardships with victory. In 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14, I love this scripture. Now thanks be to God who always leads us in triumph in Christ. And through us, God leads us into victory or triumph. And because of that, through us diffuses the fragrance of his knowledge in every place. So after we live a victorious life, people can smell from us, victory of God through you. Everywhere you go, you don't have only Chanel. Is that Chanel? Do I say Chanel number 5? Okay, Chanel number 5. You don't have only the perfume of Chanel number 5. The people can smell that perfume. But you're going to have the fragrance of victory of God that people can smell through you. Wow! I want your God too. I want Jesus that you have. Amen? Romans chapter 8 verse 37 say, yet in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loves us. Everyone say, we are. More than conquerors. Everyone say, I am a victor. I am not a victim. Amen. You need to rise up every day and believe that you are a victor. You are more than a conqueror. Isaiah 54 verse 17 say, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. No matter what the devil try to throw to you, shoot to you, will never prosper. You're going to come out from those things with victory. You are victorious people. Therefore, today, I want to encourage you, never, ever lose your hope. Hope is like a dream. Amen. If you keep your dream up, if you keep your hope up, you are going to have victory in your life. Don't ever lose your hope. And if you don't have hope, then you can have faith. Hope comes before faith. You cannot have faith for something if you don't start with hope. The Bible says in the definition of faith in the book of Hebrews chapter 11 verse 1, it says like this, faith is the substance of things hoped for. Is that right? When you have faith, you can see the substance, the reality of what you hope for. So you start from hope. Never lose your hope. Start with hope. Nothing wrong to have a dream in your life. Nothing wrong to have a hope in your life, because that will bring you to the next level, is to walk by faith. But what kind of hope we are talking about here? We are not putting our hope in the government. We are not putting our hope in the dollars. Actually, I was sad this time when I went to Thailand, because the value of dollars kind of dropped a lot. So I couldn't use my dollar money to buy a lot of stuff like last time. I cannot put my hope in dollars. I cannot put my hope in stock market. But the Bible says we put our hope in the Lord. We put our hope in the Lord. And if we put our hope in the Lord, we will not be disappointed. The Bible says like this in Psalm chapter 31 verses 23 and 24. Oh, love the Lord, all you His saints, for the Lord preserves the faithful and fully repays the proud person. Be of good courage, and He shall strengthen your heart, all you who hope in the Lord. If you hope in the Lord, you will be strengthened by Him. You will have more faith in Him. I remember what happened to me one time. It's a scary situation. At that time, I come up with this question. Is there any hope? Last year, in around July, I believe July, I and my whole family went to Bangkok, Thailand, to plan to make the identification card and passport for my kids and myself in Thai passport. Now we can hold two citizenships. So we woke up early in the morning, and I went with my dad. My dad has to go with me because he holds the important legal document for my life in Bangkok. And then we went together. We sat in the car in the taxi. All together, six people sat in the one taxi. We were talking. We were having a good time. And then we were dropped off in front of a big shopping mall called Central Plaza or something like that. And we have to walk about half an hour up to another building on the seventh floor to go to the passport place to make passport. So we went up there, all of us ready to go in the line, pick up the number, and we turn around, and I asked my family, where is the American passport and all the birth certificate? And everyone looked at each other and say, oops, that bag was in the taxi. And the taxi was gone. All the American passport, everything, birth certificate, all the family documents were in that bag in the taxi. And you know, Bangkok has more than 10 million people, more than 100,000 taxi, no telephone system to call. There's nothing that we can do. My face was pale, because that night at 4 a.m., my kids gonna have to go on the airplane to come back. And Paul just kept telling us, we need to go back to Seattle. I'm tired of Bangkok. I want to go back to my games. I want to go back to my room, own room. I'm tired of here. Oh, I tell you, my face was pale. We were standing there, and the first question that come up in my heart is there any hope? Have you ever thought that way? Is there any hope? That whole bag was in a taxi. Then the imagination come up. Okay, if taxi mercifully give it back to us, it means that maybe next 2 days, he may ring on the bell at the house, or maybe some customer sat in the taxi, open up and see our name and address. Maybe she would show up, or he would show up 2 days later. No rush to come. And how can they know where we are? Because we were dropped in front of the shopping mall, and no, lots of people were walking around there. The taxi could not remember me very well because it's just a short trip. We sat down and we asked the Lord, Lord, we don't know what to do. Is there any hope? And the Lord told us, yes, if you look up at me and you know that all things are possible for those who believe, you have hope. We sat down and we pray and begin to listen to the Holy Spirit. Some people say, let's go home and wait for the taxi over there. But the Holy Spirit told Pastor Da that, no, just wait here. So we just sat there like this. What are we going to do? And thank God, 45 minutes later, a lady walked in with the taxi driver. And the taxi driver pointed his finger to my dad. This man, this old gentleman that was sitting in front with me. And she handed the bag to us. I have tears came out of my eyes. This is only 45 minutes. Amen. Is there any hope? Yes. Because our God, for men, things are impossible. But for God, when we prayed, when we look up at God, things are possible. We got everything back. We finished our duty, our responsibility, and everyone flew home that night. Let's give the hand to the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. I don't know what you're going through right now in your life. I don't know what kind of dark situation or hopeless situation you are facing right now in your life. I don't know. But I want to encourage you with this. That as long as our God is alive, there will always be hope. Because the Bible says in Luke chapter 18, verse 27, the things which are impossible with men are possible with God. So don't give up your hope. Don't ever, ever lose your hope in any situation. Today, I pray that after you leave this place, you're going to be flooded with hope. You're going to be flooded with faith. You're going to go out here changed forever. That become a people of victory. Go out with hope that you know God will never, never let you down. Our God is a good God. Amen. The worst thing in your life that you can do to a man or to a woman is to steal the hope from that person. If a person loses hope, he will not have any strength to do anything more. Is that right? So don't talk to anybody and kill that person's hope. You need to be the people who pump up people's hope. Pump them up. Get the hope up. Get the hope up all the time. Amen. Some people say, oh, this preacher tried to get people's hope up. Yes, I need to get your hope up. Because if you don't have hope, you will not have any strength or faith to do anything. And after you have hope, then you can exercise your faith. And faith moves the hands of God. And faith will cause God to act on what you believe. Amen. I know that not every one of us are facing the situation I was facing in July last year. That is a hopeless situation for me. That is a terrible situation. That is a desperate situation for me. But all of you may say, no, I don't lose the passport like him. I don't lose all the money. I'm not in a hopeless situation like this, and the desperate situation. But I want to tell you that even though you are not in that situation, but it's so easy to fall into the temptation and the trick of the enemy to just give in and live a life in a circumstance that less than God's best. You know what I mean? God has the best plan for your life. And you live out here and you cannot reach there yet. And you just lose your hope and say, no way, I will not be able to get up to what God has planned for me. Maybe I give you an example. You may be praying for your husband to get saved for many years. You tried and tried. You say, Pastor, I have tried and tried and tried. I asked him to come to church. I tried to give him CD to listen. I bought a Bible for him. I tried to encourage him, but he never been interested in the things of God. He never wanted to come to church with me. Pastor, I give up. Pastor, I'm going to leave him alone now. I don't care anymore. My dear brothers and sisters, if your loved one have not come to know God and you have tried for many years, don't lose your hope. Don't leave them alone. Amen. Amen. Keep going. Keep reaching out to them. Keep inviting them. Don't lose your hope. Maybe some of you say like this. Yeah, I never faced any hopeless situation like you, Pastor. But, you know, I have been struggling financially all these years. I'd never have enough to pay bill. I always struggle financially. And I pray and I give tithe and haven't come out yet. I think this is what God wants me to be. God wants me to be poor. God wants me to live at the bottom of the barrel. I never have enough money to pay anything. But my dear brother and sister, don't lose hope. Because God is the God of all hope. Amen. Just keep pressing in, keep doing the right thing, and keep looking at the Lord. Some of you may say, Pastor, all this year I've been living a depressed life. I'm depressed. I cannot sleep. I need to take Prozac. I need to take amitriptyline. I'm always depressed. My father is depressed. My dad, my mom is depressed. My auntie is depressed. My grandmother is depressed. We are a professional depressing people. So I think God means that way for us. No. Don't lose hope. Because if you have hope and faith, you don't need to live in that kind of situation. Amen. You're going to come out from adversity. You're going to come out from those adversity stronger, more mature, and more confidence in God. And you're going to rise up with victory. Don't lose your hope. This is the promise of God. And I want to tell you, our God is a good God. This is His promise. In John chapter 10, verse 10, the Bible says, I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. In 3 John chapter 1, verse 2, I believe the Holy Spirit inspired the Apostle John to write this way. Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health just as your soul prosper. Jesus said that He came to give you an abundant life. Don't accept whatever is less than God's best in your life. God wants you to be healthy. God wants you to be successful. I'm not talking about being covetous for money so that you can have more. I'm talking about success in the eyes of God, which means that you fulfill what God calls you to do. I'm not talking about trying to be millionaire so that you can buy big homes and all this stuff. That is covetousness. I'm talking about be successful in what God called you to do. And your soul will prosper. Your spirit will be strong. Amen. That is the desire of the Lord. God wants you to have an overcoming Christian life. Amen. And I want to encourage you. Our God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all you can ask and you can think of. Or you can imagine. God can make a way when there are no ways. There seem to be no way. Amen. But the key is this. The key is keep your hope up. The key is keep looking at the Lord. Do you know that your God is the all-present, all-powerful God? You need to keep your focus upward to heaven, not down to the bottom. If you keep dwelling on something long enough, that thing gonna be blow up and be enlarged. If your eyes keep looking at the problems, if you keep focusing and dwelling on the problem, you're gonna enlarge that problem bigger and bigger and bigger. You empower it instead of deleting it. But if you keep your eyes on God, God gonna become bigger and bigger. And the problem will become smaller and smaller. Don't dwell on the problem. Don't keep talking about the problem. Keep thinking about the goodness of God. Keep thinking about the greatness of God. Keep your eyes focused on above and thinking about how great He is. And don't look at the things below here on earth. Amen. Don't make it big. Make it small by not dwelling on them. Amen. Fill your life with the hope. And then you can fill your life with the faith. Amen. That is the key, is to keep hoping in the Lord. There's nothing too hard for God at all. You just keep looking at the Lord and say, God, I believe all things are possible for you. I like what happened to Moses. Moses was taking the children of Israel out of Egypt. And at that time, Moses asked the Lord that, when I go to Egypt and talk to your people, what am I going to tell them? What is your name? What is your name, Lord? And this is the answer in the Bible, in Exodus chapter 3, verse 14. I read to you and I'm going to try to explain to you. And God said to Moses, I am who I am. And He said, thus you shall say to the children of Israel, I am has sent me to you. I kind of have imagination right now that Moses was standing up on that mountain, talking to the Lord at the burning bush, talking in the fire of God at that time. And he said, what is your name? And the Lord at the beginning said, I am Jehovah Jireh. I am the God of the provider. My people will not have to worry about it. After God said that, and God said, no. This is not enough. I am the Jehovah Shammah too. I'm the God in the present time. I'm not God of the past. I'm the God of the present now. And then tell them that. And then God said, no, it's not enough. I am also the God, Jehovah Rapha. I'm the God, the healer. I can heal the sickness. Tell them I'm the Jehovah Rapha. And then God said, no. It will not fulfill what I am. I am the Jehovah Shalom. I'm the God of peace. And then after a while, God said, that's not describing me enough. How about this? I am everything that you need. I am that I am. I'm not just Jehovah Jireh. I'm not just Jehovah Shammah. I'm not just Jehovah Rapha. I'm that I am. I am everything that you need. Amen. Everyone say, God is everything that I need. Amen. If you need right now salvation, I want to tell you, He is your salvation. Whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. If you need the healing, God is your healer. Because the Bible says, by His stripes, you were healed. If you need power, He is your power. Because He said, I have given them the power to trample on snakes and scorpions. If you need strength, He is your strength. Because He said, you can do all things through Him who strengthened you. He is everything that you need. If you need hope, the Bible says like this in Colossians chapter 1 verse 27. To them God willed to make known what are the riches of the glory of His mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Jesus is your hope. Amen. Put your hope in the Lord. You say that, God, I also need courage. The Bible says in Isaiah 41 verse 10. Fear not. For I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Therefore, you need courage. Go to the Lord. He is your strength and your courage. He is everything that you need. I like that name. I like the great I am. Amen. He is the I am that I am. And that great I am, I want to tell you, He is your Father. He is not the God somewhere in the cosmos area. He is your personal Father. He loved you so much. And He wants you to have hope in your life. Amen. Jeremiah chapter 32 verse 17. Jeremiah says something very powerful. He said like this. Our Lord God, behold, you have made the heavens and the earth by your great power and outstretched arm. There is nothing too hard for you. Amen. There's nothing too hard for God to help you. Amen. You need to get your eyes on God. You need to put your hope in the Lord. Don't put your hope in the things of the world. Don't look at the present day circumstances. But turn your focus on the great I am. Amen. Turn your focus upward, not downward. He is the creator. He created the heavens and the earth by His outstretched arm. And I want to remind you one thing. The greatest power in the whole universe is your very own Father. The greatest power in the whole galaxy system, in the whole universe, is your Heavenly Father. How many people believe that God is your Father? He is your Father, is that right? And you are His children. He's concerned about you. He loves you. He sees everything you're going through. He never leaves you. He is with you. He cares for you. How many people have seen a person who was born out of the father with great influence in the city? I have seen that in Thailand. If your father is a person with good reputation, well known, well respected in community, what happened to that son or that daughter? Wherever he goes, people will give favor to that son. Is that right? to the son of that father. He doesn't reap the benefit of his own goodness, but he reaped the benefit because of the reputation of the father. That's why I want to remind all the men in this room, don't live your life for yourself. Live your life for God and have a good reputation in the society. Amen. That you are giving, you are loving, you are honest, you are not cheating, you are generous people. And one day, your children are going to reap the benefit of the father. How many fathers say, I want to be like that kind of father? Is that right? That your children will reap the benefit. I believe that many of you, when you met Joy or Tanida and Paul in this church, you will tend to give them a little bit of favor. Not because they are perfect. They are human beings like you and me, but because you think about me and Da. That all these 18 years, 19 years, we have been pastoring this church. So they reap the benefit of their father, pastoral work. Is that right? And then people may ask them, what is your name? They go to Bellevue Christian School. What is your name? Or what is your last name? Laha Prasit. Oh, Laha Prasit. Your dad is a good doctor. They reap the benefit of me being a godly doctor in town. Is that right? They want to know your last name. More than that, our God has the greatest reputation. He is a good father. Is that right? Our God has the best reputation in the whole world. And wherever you go, you can reap the benefit of your heavenly father. He is a good God. He's a wonderful God. And you can walk around with your shoulder up and you say, my God is Jehovah. My God is Jesus Christ. And God is going to give you the favor. You're going to reap the benefit of being a child of God. Amen. It's wonderful. Amen. You like it?
Amen.
Amen. Think this way. You need to think this way, that you are a child of the good God, good Father. And your God has a good reputation. In Galatians chapter 4, verses 6 to 7, the Bible says in the Living Bible, because we are His children, God has sent the Spirit of His Son into our hearts. So now we can rightly speak of God as our dear Father. We are no longer slaves, but God's own children. And since we are His children, everything He has belongs to us. For that is the way He planned it. Everyone say, everything that belongs to God belong to me, because I am His child. Amen. See, now you remember that the greatest power in the universe is in your very own Heavenly Father. He's aware of what's going on with you. He loves you. He cares for you. He cares for you. He loves you more than you can imagine. You may not understand the love of God, but God really, really loves you. He is responsible for you. I think many parents in this room can identify with what I say. You would do anything in the world to make sure that your children, if you are dad and mom in this room, to make sure that your children will have protection, education, food to eat, and nurturing, and everything that they need in their life. You would do anything in under the sun to protect them. If people say bad things to you, if people gossip about you, you say, I can handle that. But if anyone say bad thing about your children, you're going to rise up and say, hey, don't touch my children. This is my children. You can talk bad about me, but don't talk bad about my children. Is that right? That is normally the reaction of the parents. The same thing. You think God is any different? No. You are His children. He would do anything in this world to provide for you, to protect you, to help you, to guide you, to bless you. And He will do everything to really show that He is your Father and you are His children. God will not let you go under. God will not let you sink. God will pick you up and help you in the times of your need. Amen. That's why the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 13 verse 5, I will never leave you nor forsake you. God the Father will never forsake you. Some of you may think this way, oh, now I'm in trouble. I think God turned His face away from me. He forget about me now. I'm not a good child. No. God never forsake you. God still have His eyes on you. Amen. Jesus said that I will be with them until the end of the age. The presence of God will be with you to the end of the age. Amen. I remember the Bible say in Proverbs chapter 18 verse 24 that, but there is a friend who stick closer than a brother. And God is a friend that stick closer than a father. Amen. I remember reading a story of a pastor. This pastor had an emergency open heart surgery. While he was laying on the table, suddenly he feel overwhelmed and something come over him. He feel that some spirit has come over him to attack him. The spirit of death and the spirit of fear. Demon of death and demon of fear. Suddenly he saw himself before the surgery start. A vision that he was so small, about 1 inch tall, standing in the dark room, and he saw two creatures, evil spirit. One is death and one is fear. Big, huge creature looked at him and mocked him and laughed at him and sarcastically talk about him and say, you will never get out of this bed. You're going to die in this surgery. You're going to be gone. You will never pastor again. And while he was listening to these mocking words from the devil, he was crying to God, last Sunday, I just preached that in my weakness, I can depend on God's strength. Where are you? Where are you? Where are you? And there was no answer. The room still dark. And he said, God, where are you? You have not listened to my prayer anymore. Why you allow these demons to attack me? And while he was crying out like that, he said, I have no faith for myself right now. Where are you, God? Suddenly, God gave him the answer. Because when he looked down, he noticed that he was standing on the lap of Jesus Christ. And the Lord Jesus said, it's not about where I am. I am with you always. But it's about where you are. Where are you in your faith? And then the devil left. So he learned that God is with him all along. What he needs to do is to not live in fear, but look up at the Lord. Is that good God? Good God? Amen. Are you in the lap of the Lord? Are you in the hand of God? Amen. You are in the hand of God. The Bible says in John chapter 10 verse 29, my Father who has given them to me is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of my Father's hand. You are in the palm of God, and no one can snatch you away, but you need to keep your hope up. You need to keep your faith up. Amen. I want to encourage you. Whatever you are going through right now, God can identify with you. God can sympathize with you. He knows what you're going through. He feels it. He can sense your feeling inside. He knows how sad you are. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 15, for we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. The Lord Jesus Christ have gone through everything that you have to go through. He gone through sorrow, rejection, persecution, adversity, trials, temptations. He understand everything you are going through. Amen. He understand that somebody may persecute you. Somebody may disappoint you and reject you. He knows everything. He understand. But look at next verse after you know that God understand how you feel and what you're going through. Look at verse 16. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. My dear brother and sister, keep your hope up. Keep looking at God. Look in the throne room of God and enter and approach Him and say, God, you understand what I'm going through. And I can come boldly here to obtain the mercy and the grace of God. My dear brother and sister, keep your hope up and recognize that God is on your side. God is never against you. If God is for you, who can come against you? And He is the great I am. He is not the great I was. He is not the great I used to be. He is the God of the present tense. He's the God of the now, not the past. Is that right? Some of you may say, ooh, it could be wonderful and I could have received my miracle if I was able to live in the time of Smith Wigglesworth Oh, it was wonderful if I can walk in the time when Jesus was walking on earth. Yes, it would be wonderful if you walk with Jesus on earth. But that is not the plan of God for you and me. We are living in the 21st century. And the same God that the Bible talk about, we are still living in the Bible days. You know that? We are writing new and new and new chapters of the book of Acts. Amen. The book of Acts has not finished yet. When we go to heaven, we're going to see another chapter about your life of serving in Seattle. Amen. Actually, when I went to Thailand this time, I feel that, wow, I'm in the book of Acts here. I see miracle. I remember the story of Stephen went into the town of Samaria and then demon come out and people cry and miracle happened and the whole city was full of joy. And I remember the scripture. This is exactly what happened in the book of Acts chapter 8. And then the Bible talk about, then the apostle came back and report to the church the grace of God that happened in that city. Wow, this is exactly, I'm coming back to report to you the grace of God that happened in Bangkok. Amen. So we are writing new and new and more chapters of the book of Acts. And the God that is in the Bible in the time of Jesus is still the God of now. He still do the same thing now. Nothing changed. Amen. Hallelujah. Actually, he say like this, the work that I do, you shall do also, and greater work than this, you shall do. Amen. Hallelujah. He also said that the glory of the end time church is going to be greater than the early church. I'm looking forward to the greater glory. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to see miracles after miracles. Lately, I pray more for more miracles. Amen. I want to say that one day, you both go to downtown and see demons come out. Miracles happen in downtown Seattle. Amen. Looking forward to believe God for, hope for. Amen. Hallelujah. Everyone say the God is the God of the now. Amen. My hope right now is that I believe God that our church is going to be a blessing to this city of Seattle. That many souls, international people and American people will come and be saved. And be touched by the fire of God. And we will see that the church will be packed. And eventually we have to start another center in North Seattle. Start another center in South Seattle. And then the Thai church will grow. And one day we're going to have a Chinese congregation. We're going to have a Chinese speaking congregation here. We're going to have Japanese congregation. My hope, I will not give up my hope. Amen. And one day Pastor Da may go and plant church in Big Island. Amen. Or Waikiki. Amen. Speaking in tongue. Waikiki, Waikiki. Mahalo, mahalo. Speaking in tongue. Hallelujah. I'm just kidding. Hallelujah. Amen. My hope for you is that you will be full of the Holy Ghost. You will be full of the character of God. And you will go out of this church, shake the nation. People that come close to you will be set free, will be saved, will be healed. You will go out with the power of the Holy Spirit and with the love of God. One day, the Japanese student in this church will go back to Japan and shake the nation of Japan. Amen. That's my hope. And I will never give up my hope. Amen. I will continue. You know, the devil tried to kill my hope so many times. Amen. We tried to disciple many people, but then when back home, they will never contact me. And my hope is that to see them go back and shake the nation. And we can continue to do the work of God together. But that's okay. Because I never give up my hope that one day we're going to go to Japan and shake that nation. One day we're going to go to Philippines and shake that nation. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. I will never give up my hope. My hope for you personally is that you will be prosperous. You will find the favor of God in everything you do. The Lord will pour out wisdom upon you. You're going to have a happy family. Husband and wife will love one another. Your kids going to grow up to be a strong Christian. They will inherit the land. They will be full of the Holy Ghost. They will never backslide. That's my hope for all of you in this church. And I will never give up my hope. Amen. Hallelujah. The pastor needs to have hope for member. Is that right? I believe that great things going to happen in our church. You're going to be healthy. You're going to be prosperous. You're going to be sound, you're going to be strong, you're going to love God, you're going to be mature, and you're going to be full of anointing of the Holy Spirit. Don't look for today. Look at the future and have hope for the future and put faith in it. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look at what the Bible says in Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 7 and 8. Blessed is the man. I like this scripture very much. It's fun. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, whose hope is in the Lord. For he shall be like a tree planted by the waters, which spreads out its roots by the river. And it will not fear when heat comes, but its leaf will be green, and it will not be anxious in the year of drought, nor will cease from yielding fruit. In another translation, say like this, it's like a tree planted along a river bank, with its root reaching deep into the water, a tree not bother. Everyone say, not bother. A tree not bothered by the heat, nor worry by long months of drought. In other words, if you are people who put your hope in the Lord, you will be this kind of people. You will have strong foundation. Your root gonna go down deep. And no matter what come around you, it will not bother you. You stand still and say, in the time of adversity, in the time of hardship, in the time of problem, I'm going to continue to produce fruit. More fruit, more fruit. I don't care what come around me. I will continue to produce fruit because I'm a person who has hope in the Lord. Amen. How many people has hope in the Lord? Do I keep your hope up today? Do I get your hope up today? Amen. Hallelujah. He's talking about you and me here. I like these scriptures. Jeremiah chapter 17 is the member of New Hope International Church. A people who are not just like a roller coaster, go up and down by feeling. You are the people who serve God faithfully. You are the people who always be there for God. You always read the Bible. You're on fire for God. You live for God. And that is you and me. Amen. And your hope is in the Lord. Amen. And you're going to continue to produce fruit no matter what happened to you. Amen. Everyone turn to each other. That is you. That's you. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I want to conclude this sermon by reading the scripture that King David said. David said like this. Psalm chapter 71 verses 4 to 6. Psalm 71, 4 to 6. Deliver me, O my God, out of the hand of the wicked, out of the hand of the unrighteous and cruel man. For you are my hope. O Lord God, you are my trust from my youth. I like King David. King David say, I put my hope in God. I put my trust in God since I was a young man. Praise God. By you, I have been upheld from birth. You are he who took me out of my mother's womb. My praise shall be continually for you. My dear brother and sister, we should say, like King David, we should put our hope in God. And remember this, I want to encourage you. God is your heavenly Father. God is your personal Father. He cares for you. He's the great I am. He's not the great I was. He still knows everything that happened in your life. He has the greatest power in the whole universe. He upholds you in his hand, and you don't need to worry. You just put your trust in God. And know that even though with men, things are impossible. But with God, nothing is too hard. Amen? Amen. Everything for him is a piece of cake. Everything for him is nothing. He just blow. It's done. I like holy laughter. When the Holy Spirit touch me and I laugh in the Holy Spirit, I laugh all the time lately. When I was driving in my car, sometimes the Holy Spirit I just stir up the Holy Spirit, stir up the fire of God, and I began to laugh in my car. I laugh, and I walk in the hospital, I laugh too. I just walk around. Every time I laugh, I saw my God sitting on the throne like this. He was sitting on the throne and laugh. He smiled, and he looked at the problem on earth, piece of cake, piece of cake. Piece of cake, piece of cake. Ha 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 ha. The devil, done deal. He is so full of power. Everything is a piece of cake for God. It's easy to deal with. But we need to have hope in God. And if you can have hope and faith in God, he's going to act for you. He's going to move his hand for you. Amen. I went to Thailand this time. I did not worry even one bit what's going to happen. I just go there with peace in my heart, and I know my hope is in the Lord. Great things going to happen. It's not my ministry. It is his ministry. I'm going to be a vessel for him to use me. And actually, it's true. I tell you the story. On Friday night, I was so jet lagged. I was in jet lag. I went up on the stage, and I feel like I was in the air, floating, because I don't know what's going on. I was so tired, so jet lagged. And when I walked out on the from the stage, people, many pastors came to me. This is the best preaching I have ever heard in my life. I said, really? I don't know. I didn't even know what I'm talking because I was so tired. But you see, as you trust God, as you just yield to God and let God pick you up, He will do the rest for you. Amen. You just have to trust the Lord, and God will do, and better that God do for you instead of you do it yourself. Amen. Everyone have hope today? Do I get your hope up today? Everyone make your hand like this. My hope is up. My hope is up. My hope is up today. Hallelujah. You will never lose hope. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you never know Jesus Christ, today I'd like to encourage you to accept Jesus Christ into your heart. Amen. God is a good God. I want to tell you, if God is not real, if He is not real to me and Pastor Da, I would not be standing out here preaching the Word of God. You need to have God as your personal God. You cannot say that my mom believed in God, my dad believed in God, so I'm going to be a grandchild of God. Just get on their court and go to heaven with them. You need to believe God yourself. You need to accept God yourself. You just say, God, just make a simple prayer. Jesus, come into my heart today. Today, I want you to be my Father. The greatest power in the universe is going to be my Father today. If you invite Him, He will never let you down. He will come into your life. I want to encourage you to pray with me right now and ask Jesus to come in your life. And if you accept Christ today, come to me at the end of the service. I have some gift to give to you, and I want to congratulate you. Amen. Why don't we bow our heads and pray? Follow my prayer. Speak it out loud to the Lord and say, God, let's say it together. I will lead you to pray one sentence at a time. Father in heaven, you are the creator. I am your creation. I have sinned against you.
I have sinned against you.
I have made mistake in my life.
I have made mistake in my
life. But today, I want to be reconciled to you.
I want to be reconciled.
I want to have a personal relationship with you.
I want to have a personal relationship.
You are my Father.
You are my Father.
Please forgive me.
Please forgive me.
I believe, Lord.
I believe
that you send your Son Jesus Christ.
That you send your Son Jesus Christ
to die on the cross.
To die on the cross
for my sin.
For my sin.
Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
You are my Savior.
You are my Savior.
And my Lord. Come into my life right now.
Come into my life right now.
I will follow you from now on.
I will follow you from now on.
In your name, Jesus.
In Jesus' name.
I pray. Amen. Amen. Let's give the mighty hand of praise to the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are you encouraged today?
Amen.
Amen. So from now on, if you feel that you are losing hope, get this CD, listen one more time. And I believe that God will put your hope up again and you have more faith. Amen. How many people believe that we're going to go to the next level together? Amen. Hallelujah. God wants to tell you that don't stay stagnant. Go to the next level so that you can impact more people. You can be a blessing to more people. Amen. God said that be hungry and we'll fill you. If you're hungry to grow, you're hungry to move on, God's going to fill you up. Amen.
We trust this message has ministered to you. If you would like more information about New Hope International Church or other teaching series, please contact us at 206-275-1042 or visit our website online at www.newhopeinternationalchurch.org. You may also write to us at the following address: New Hope International Church, 9170 Southeast 64th Street, Mercer Island, Washington 98040. Thank you very much.